USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump has threatened to completely close the southern border if Mexico doesn't stop illegal aliens from crossing. He tweeted several times on Friday that the closure could happen this week. Acting Defense Secretary Pat Shanahan responding if the Pentagon has been ordered to support the closure of the southern border.
Not as of this morning, but as you're tracking, it's a very dynamic and fluid situation. I'll be having conversations with Secretary of State today and most likely Secretary Nielsen.
Competing rallies are being held in Chicago over the Jussie Smollett case. Reverend Jesse Jackson and others are gathering to support Cook County Democratic State's Attorney Kim Fox, who is under fire for her decision to drop the charges against Smollett. Meanwhile, the Fraternal Order of Police in Chicago are also gathering. The Dow closed up 330 points to close at 26,258. This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So, yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
The national average for a gallon of gasoline continues to increase, now at its highest level in almost 5 months. More from USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us about the increase.
The national average is up for the seventh straight week, rising 7 cents to $2.70 per gallon. That's the highest tally in 142 days.
Refinery maintenance for the switch to the cleaner-burning summer blend is one of the factors for the increase, plus the price of oil.
Oil prices right now per barrel, about $60. That's a slight uptick in the last week. That's the highest level in over 5 months.
The San Antonio City Council approved the new concessions contract for the San Antonio International Airport. Under one condition, Chick-fil-A be excluded. Republican Congressman Chip Roy of Texas responds to this move.
Chick-fil-A is a pillar of our community, but in Central Texas and around the country. And this is just rampant discrimination. They're discriminating against Chick-fil-A for their deeply held religious beliefs.
Roy was speaking there on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Apple is scrapping plans for a long-promised product. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
Giving up on a wireless charger for its mobile devices, Apple is apologizing to customers who've been awaiting the release of what was going to be called AirPower, a device announced back in September of 2017 that was to be able to charge an Apple Watch, an iPhone, and AirPods all at the same time. An email from the company says after much effort, the company's concluded AirPower won't achieve its high standards. Reports our engineers were having problems with the device overheating, and it wasn't always able to charge multiple products at the same time. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
USA Radio Network's Wendy King runs down the weekend's top grossing movies.
A former Disney animated feature is brought back to life. The remake of Dumbo is number one, coming in at $45 million. The scary picture directed by Jordan Peele, Us, is number two at $33 million. Slipping down to number three, Captain Marvel, starring Brie Larson and Samuel L. Jackson, is at $20 million. Coming in at number four, the romantic novel about cystic fibrosis, 5 Feet Apart, is at $6 million. And at number five, the true story of what happens to a Planned Parent clinic director, the movie Unplanned, comes in at $6.1 million.
Please remember you can always find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.